From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, we talk to the man who led the American efforts to rebuild Iraq after the U.S. invasion. We talk about the mistakes that were made. First, Senator Barack Obama says today he is filing paperwork that would establish a presidential exploratory committee. This announcement came on his website. Here he is.
I certainly didn't expect to find myself in this position a year ago. But as I've spoken to many of you in my travels across the states these past months, as I've read your emails and read your letters, I've been struck by how hungry we all are for a different kind of politics.
With us is NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Mara, hi. And what is it exactly? What is this step? What does it mean?
This is the step that many potential presidential candidates take. It just means that he has filed the necessary papers with the Federal Election Commission. It allows him to raise and spend money in pursuit of a presidential bid so he doesn't get afoul of the law. But it is often a precursor to an actual bid, which everyone expects that he will make. And he actually said today that he would have more to say in person on February 10th back in Illinois.
Senator Obama has been in office, in the Senate, that is, the U.S. Senate, for just 2 years. Still, he's taken very seriously, isn't he?
Yes. There's never been anything like Obama, I think. He is a political phenomenon. What's happened to him doesn't happen to many politicians in their lifetimes, let alone this early in their careers. He's had two best-selling books. He's created a veritable frenzy among Democrats. There's the DraftObama.com movement, and then there's the RunObama.org people, and there's Students for Barack Obama. And there's been a clamor in the Democratic Party for his kind of post-partisan politics. That's what he seems to represent. He went to New Hampshire recently and got a reception that none of these hard-bitten veteran New Hampshire Democrats had ever seen in their lifetimes. Well, so this is an opportunity that he can't pass up.
Where does that come from? What do you think are his real strengths?
I think it comes from two things. It comes from his sheer political talent. He is really, really good. He is very charismatic. And he seems to represent this post-partisan type of politics, post-racial even. He has a white mom from Kansas, black father from Kenya. He grew up in Hawaii and in Indonesia. And he is certainly going to be the first post-civil rights era African-American candidate ever running. And he really does seem to embody this kind of hope and optimism that our divides can be bridged. That's what his supporters will tell you. He is a blank slate. So I think that's his greatest strength and his weakness, because he is so inexperienced. He will be the most inexperienced candidate seeking the 2008 nomination.
And what about Hillary and indeed the other Democrats?
I think that this really does blow everyone away except for Hillary Rodham Clinton. I think it makes it a lot harder for the second-tier candidates like former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack, even the 2004 vice presidential nominee John Edwards, who's been running ever since 2004, Connecticut Senator Chris Dodd. I think he is going to make it much harder for them to hire Democratic operatives and raise money. As for Mrs. Clinton, Senator Clinton, who has been the front runner, I think he gives her a real run for her money. He can compete in these southern states with big African-American populations that she was kind of counting on to cinch the nomination. On the other hand, it helps her a little bit because finally she has someone to contrast herself with, as opposed to just having the question in the Democratic race be Hillary or not Hillary.
Mara, thank you. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson.